So, think about the last car commercial you saw. Were they actually selling you a piece of metal, or what? I mean, were they really just selling you a loan?
Right, yeah.
Welcome to today's deep dive. We're zeroing in on a highly focused, pretty concise bit of local automotive retail marketing today. We are looking at a single line from a source titled "Financing Pre-Owned Chevrolets at Jupiter Chevrolet."
It's an incredibly brief piece of source material,
Yeah.
but it perfectly illustrates the hidden engine of retail auto sales.
Yeah.
You have the physical inventory, the used Chevys
Yeah.
paired directly with local financing options.
Okay, well, let's unpack this because on the surface, it's like a standard dealership ad, right?
Definitely.
It's like a hyper-targeted local billboard. It's not just telling us they have cars, it's selling a complete package of physical inventory plus financial access.
And that's the key right there. You look at the phrasing, it places equal emphasis on the physical product and the financial
So
mechanism.
local financing options.
Exactly. They are front-loading that reality right in their initial pitch, rather than, saving it for the back
Oh,
office.
yeah, the dreaded back
Right.
office.
So by leading with the financing, it shifts the buyer's psychology completely. It moves your focus away from asking, "Can I afford this $20,000 car?" to, "Can I afford this specific monthly payment?" They are bundling a physical product with its financial solution right at the front door.
But wait, here's where it gets really interesting to me. The text explicitly links the used models with local financing. So what does this all actually mean?
Right.
Like, is the source implying that the localized financing is the true product being offered here rather than just the cars themselves?
I mean, if we ground this back in the exact text, the source specifically presents a dual offering.
Okay.
These specific used Chevys are available with local options. It's highlighting convenience and really this localized business structure.
Room?
It really comes down to friction. Yeah, when you emphasize local options paired with specific pre-owned inventory, you are creating a closed-loop system.
Ah, because the seller is controlling both.
Exactly. They control the asset and the access to the asset. By keeping the financing local, they aren't just selling a car. They are removing the friction of a third-party intermediary.
So you don't have to like go down the street to your credit union, get approved, bring a check back.
Right. It's convenience that is engineered specifically to keep you on the lot.
That makes a lot of sense. It's almost like buying a smartphone. You aren't just buying the glass and the microchips, you're buying the carrier plan that actually makes the phone usable.
That's a really good analogy, actually.
Thanks, yeah. So here, Jupiter Chevrolet isn't just selling you the Chevy, they're selling you the exact localized tool you need to drive it home today.
Exactly. The entire core message of this source rests entirely on the intersection of two things at Jupiter Chevrolet.
The cars and the money.
Yeah, the availability of pre-owned Chevrolets and the provision of local financing solutions, they're practically a single product. You
Wow.
really can't separate them if you want to understand the business model.
So for you listening, if you were ever navigating the automotive market, this text serves as a prime example of how dealerships pair their specific pre-owned inventory with targeted financial services.
And understanding the dual offering totally changes how you evaluate the deal because,
Yeah.
you're negotiating two things at once.
Which leaves us with a final, pretty provocative thought to ponder on your own. If a local dealership's primary value proposition increasingly leans on its tailored, localized financing options, could we eventually see a market where the local financing structure matters more to the buyer than the actual model of the car they drive off the lot?